Answer once again is as a schus for a Frushlaimer for Yonina Chasya Bas Sara. I'll begin by stating that I don't have any illusions that I'm capable of presenting an overview of the myriad issues involved in divorce by force, as you might refer to it, when it comes to coercion in obtaining a get. What I wanted to do tonight is just to maybe give a brief introduction to some of the issues involved. Maybe in future weeks we can discuss other angles of the issue as well. So today we'll begin with the Mishnah Yevamos in the 14th parak, the beginning of the 14th parak. The Mishnah tells us that whereas according to Torah law, a man may divorce his wife even if she is not willing to be divorced, nevertheless, the Torah does not allow for a divorce if the husband is an unwilling party to that divorce. In the words of the Mishnah says, "Ha'isha yotza l'tzona v'shelo l'tzona." A woman can be divorced whether she wants to be divorced or not. "V'ha'ish eino motzi ela l'tzono." But a man can only give a divorce halachically if he is willing to give that divorce. So this is the basics to this whole discussion. The basic premise is that a man must divorce willingly. And the Mishnah Gittin in the ninth paragraph, Peches and Beis, second source in the page, tells us more to the point that get meusa. What happens if I have a get meusa? Get meusa refers to a get that is given under coercion. You force a man to give a get. He's not willing to give the get. He's forced to give the get. What is the status of that get? So the Mishnah says there's a distinction to be drawn between whether it's forced upon him by Jews, in which the Mishnah says, get me'usa b'Yisrael, it's kosher. If it's forced upon him by Jews, it's a valid get. Whereas, says the Mishnah, be'ovdei kachavim, if it's forced upon him by non-Jews, let's say he's forced to give a get because of a secular court order, then that get is possible, that get is invalid. And the Gemara, the third source, or the second part of that second source, the Gemara there explains a little more precisely as follows. The Gemara says, this is the key to the whole discussion. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says, in the Mishmuel, the Gemara in Gittin, Peches, and the Beis, Shmuel said, get ha-me'usa b'Yisrael, if a get is given under coercion, and the coercion is applied by Jews, so even then, it's not so clear that it's valid, says the Gemara. Kedin, if use of force and coercion in that case was justified, then kosher. In other words, if you have a situation where use of force is justified and the one who applies that coercion is the Jew or the Jewish court, then that get is valid. But shelo kedin, if a Jew or a Jewish court forces an individual to give a get and use of force in that case is not justified by halacha, then even though it was a beis din or a Jew that forced the get, puzzle, the get is no good. It's possible. So the Gemara here in Gittin is drawing a very important distinction for us. The Gemara is saying that even when it's a beis din or a Jew that's forcing a Jewish man to divorce his wife with a get, a distinction must be drawn between whether it's a case of get me'usa kedin, where use of force is justified, in which case the get is valid. On the other hand, a get me'usa b'Yisrael shelo kedin, a get which is obtained through use of force by Jews, when use of force is not justified, such a get is invalid. Now, obviously, a very important discussion is, well, when is use of force justified according to halacha in obtaining a divorce from a man? When is use of force not justified by halacha? That is not tonight's discussion. Perhaps in future weeks we can get to that. But there obviously are cases in halacha when use of force is justified and cases in halacha when use of force is not justified. And if force is used when it's not justified, doesn't matter who used the force, who applied it, the get is possible. If use of force is justified, only if the coercion is applied by a Yisrael, by Jews, then the get is valid, the divorce is acceptable. On the other hand, says the Gemara, if non-Jews force the giving of the get, whether the use of force is justified in that case or not, the get is never acceptable. unless there was a Jewish court that authorized the force and directed the non-Jews to act as agents of that court, then the get might be acceptable. But if a non-Jew or non-Jewish court on their own authorized the use of force, the get is not acceptable. Those are some of the basic guidelines with regard to use of force in giving a get. And that's, of course, why there was so much controversy over the passage of what's called the New York State Get Law 1, New York State Get Law 2. Maybe more controversy with Get Law 2 than Get Law 1. But the concerns obviously are that whenever a law or legislation is passed which authorizes a court, a non-Jewish court, to decide upon use of force or coercion, however it might be defined, in obtaining a get from a Jewish husband, you run into this question of, well, is this considered coercion? If it is considered coercion, if it's being authorized by a non-Jewish court, that's a problem. Because coercion, even when justified, is only allowed when it's a Jewish court authorizing the use of force, not when it's a non-Jewish court authorizing the use of force. So whenever these legislations are passed which authorize the non-Jewish court to apply pressure to obtain a get, a very important question has to be discussed, which is this considered coercion? Is it not considered coercion? Because if it is considered coercion, a non-Jewish court does not have the right in halacha, if you want an acceptable get, that is, to authorize the use of such force. So I wanted to tonight just to briefly discuss an example or two of use of coercion as defined by halacha. The first example is cited in Shas and Shuvah's Tashbeit, one of the late Rishonim, middle of the page here, who has a tshuva written to Rabbi Maimon Najjar. Not sure who Rabbi Maimon Najjar was, but he is the recipient of this letter, and he is the one who is quoted as the source of this particular position that we're about to describe. What was the case? The case was the following. There was a Jewish husband who voluntarily accepted upon himself a monetary penalty of 100 gold coins, which he would pay to the local town mayor if he refused to divorce his wife by a certain period of time. In other words, this Jewish husband had a wife, and he voluntarily said, I'm going to divorce her, and if I don't, I will penalize myself 100 gold coins, I'll pay it to the city coffers. And goes off without a hitch, not a problem. He divorces his wife as he promised. No big deal. Everything went as planned. As he apparently accepted this voluntary monetary penalty upon himself just to show that he meant business. He's not backing out. He's going to do it. And he did it. He divorced his wife. So the question that was discussed was, is that considered a get given under coercion? In other words, once he voluntarily subjects himself to this monetary penalty, significant penalty, 100 gold coins, he doesn't divorce his wife, and he then goes ahead with a divorce, do we say that, well, that penalty hanging over his head, that looming threat of a 100 gold coin fine that he accepts upon himself if he doesn't divorce his wife, is that considered use of force, coercion, that therefore would invalidate the get? Or do we say, no, listen, he himself voluntarily subjected himself to it. No one imposed it on him. He voluntarily said, listen, if I don't divorce my wife by X date, I'll pay 100 gold coins to the city, to town hall. So if he accepted it voluntarily, maybe it's not considered a get given under coercion. So the Tashbeit quotes both sides of the question. Some said that this is a get me'usa, it's a get given under duress, because once he accepted that monetary penalty, he couldn't back out, and now he's stuck, he has to give the get. And others say, no, he voluntarily signed up for this. He wants to give the get, obviously, and therefore this is not considered a coerced get. And Mamela, the get should be kosher. And Rabbeinu Maimon Najjar apparently adopted the second approach, that this get is kosher. It's not considered a coerced get, because the guy volunteered for it. He wanted it. So he clearly had an interest in giving the get. No one subjected him to this. That's not coercion, says Rabbeinu Maimon. The Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Rashba, who cites a similar question. This is the next source on the page. And the question the Rashba cited is the following. The The husband, Reuven in this case, and his wife's relatives, once again agreed that he would divorce his wife. And they agreed upon a penalty, 1,000 coins, 1,000 dinars, if he doesn't divorce his wife. Okay, so far pretty similar to the first case. However, here what happened was in this case, then the husband has a change of heart. He regrets accepting this deal. And he said, no way, I'm backing out. And by that point in time, the woman's family said, too late. We agreed. You don't divorce her, 1,000 dinars you got to pay. And if you don't divorce her, we're going to hold you to it and collect that money from you. And Reuben tried to back out, couldn't back out. He gave the get, he gave the divorce, but clearly it was only because he just didn't want to deal with paying such a steep fine if he didn't give the divorce as he had initially promised. What? No, he had agreed with the woman's family, with his wife's family, that if I don't divorce my wife by date, I'll pay 1,000 dinars. After he made that agreement, he backed out a week later or so, whatever it is, and he had to change his heart, change his mind. He no longer wants to divorce her.
Why did he agree to pay?
Initially, he agreed to pay. No, initially he agreed to divorce her, and he agreed that if I don't divorce her, I'll pay 1,000 dinars. Then he changed his mind, didn't want to divorce her anymore. But he had already signed up for the penalty. He tried to back out of the penalty. They wouldn't let him get out of the deal. They were going to hold him to it, threaten to charge him and collect from him. So the Rashba says in this case, the Rashba says that this is a get given under duress. And even if he doesn't declare at the time of the divorce, you should know I'm giving this get under duress. We all know that he's giving the get under duress, and this get is possible, says the Rashba. Get is invalid, no good. Now, halacha, you look in the Ramah, and a lot of these dinim are in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph 134 in Eben Ezer. The Ramah writes the following. The Ramah says, if somebody, at the bottom of the page, if somebody accepts upon himself a monetary fine if he doesn't divorce his wife, says the Ramah, that's not considered coercion. He signed up for it. And he then gives his divorce. It's not considered coercion. The get is valid. Some, says Rama, are machmir. Some are stringent. L'chatchila, says Rama, we should be concerned that in such a case, if you're giving the get with this monetary penalty looming over you, if you don't give the get, you'll pay the fine. L'chatchila, we should be machmir, says Rama, that we should first be sure to release him from that penalty, from that fine, and let him give the get under his own free will. That's the Ramah. On the flip side of the page, the Pesachei Teshuva quotes a Mishkanos Yaakov, who, in discussing these two different cases from Rav Maimon Najjar and the Rashba, Mishkanos Yaakov says the following. He says, there's no disagreement whatsoever. Everyone agrees with each other. No machlokas. What's the difference, he says? He says, it all depends. This is his bottom line. In the first case we cited, what happened? The husband signs up for a voluntary monetary fine if he doesn't divorce his wife. And he never changed his mind. He went straight through with it. He agreed all along to give the get. He gave the get. Well, in that case, says Mishkanos Yaakov, even though he signed up for a penalty if he doesn't give it, but he was willing to give it all along. He never changed his mind. He always was willing to give the get. That's not considered a get under coercion. But in the second case of the Rashba, where he had initially agreed, if I don't give the get, I'll pay 1,000 dinars. And then he changed his mind and said, no, I don't want a divorce anymore. But he was compelled to give the divorce because he had that monetary fine hanging over his head. Oh, in that case, if by the time he gave the get, he really didn't want to give it anymore. He just was compelled to do so because he signed up for a monetary penalty. In that case, as Mishkanos Yaakov, everybody would agree that's considered a get given under coercion, given under duress, and that would not be a good get, says the Mishkanos Yaakov. That's the stock of the Mishkanos Yaakov. Okay, we don't have time to go any further today, but that's just the opening, discussion, if you will, of some of the issues involved. When a get can be puzzled, if given under duress, the differences between whether he voluntarily accepts the penalty upon himself and then willingly gives the get, versus when he voluntarily accepts the penalty upon himself and then is compelled by that penalty to give the get. The differences between those two cases, maybe next week we'll look at some more examples and some more detail in terms of guidelines as to what's considered a get meusa, what's not.